It's a very good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Sanbonani dumelang abshane molweni, bonjour. From Cape to Cairo, to New Zealand, to Abu Dhabi, to wherever you are, wherever you are across the globe, welcome to this edition of From Jolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Mpela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a cheese cup, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. In the hive of the queen is ever beautiful and ever shining and ever glowing. Today we're wearing matching colors. We didn't even speak about it. I don't even know if the combos are communicating or it's just great minds think alike. Those khumi, hi.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah. Were you watching me or was I watching you?
Great minds think alike.
I think so.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I think so. Are you good?
I'm good, man.
I'm good. I'm great. I'm doing the show standing because, like, energy levels are.
I can see that.
I'm on 1,000. So, I'm marathoning to the 100th episode. Actually.
Okay.
Yes, I'm walking there, very very gingerly and very
risk
very
walk.
La lela.
All right, I see you.
A place where you can moonwalk through is our social media platforms, where you can be highly interactive and engaging with us on this and many, many other topics. Oskumi, today we are taking things for IR style. What are we talking about today?
We are talking getting married to robots. Like, this is just...
It baffles you.
It does. It does. And the less I say about people who get married to robots, the better. Because I'm trying not to pass judgment, but come on.
Yep.
Come on.
Here's an interesting thing, though, right? We've got countries like Germany and China who are the greatest manufacturers, even dare I say Japan. These are the countries that are known for the building and also the construction of robotics. And we obviously thought that 4IR and also thought the artificial intelligence would stick to self-driving cars. We had an episode prior, we talked about sex dolls.
Yeah.
And we thought that was enough.
Yeah, but now you're marrying them.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Make it make sense, Jesus.
All right. To help us make sense of it, because if we try to do it, yeah, we're going to crack our heads. And that is our real heads, not the robotic heads. But a person who can help us make sense of all of this is our resident psychologist, JP Mueller. Goeiemiddag. Right? I got it right.
Hello, how are you two?
Hi,
you
JP. Got it right.
I'm well, thanks. How are you, JP?
Hello, Kumi, how are you? Very well, thanks, Lou.
I'm great. JP, let's help yes. Kumi, help Kumi make sense of
I'm
this.
I'm baffled,
thing.
JP. Like, make it make sense.
JP, we just to kick things off, yes. Right? We thought that having sex dolls was just enough. Yep, it was borderline crazy, but we could deal with it. Now we're hearing people are actually thinking, and some people, I mean, we did an article about a month or two ago, one or two people are actually getting married to robots.
Yeah. That is true, and it's actually way more than two people currently. There's one company who just now issued marriage certificates to more than 3,600 people
to be married to robots. Are you listening to that, Khumi?
More than 3,000 people.
Yes, 3,600 people. This doesn't come at a cheap price. I must be honest, it's quite expensive. And yesterday, I was lecturing at the university, and I asked the students what do they think about this concept. And one of them said, that's not so far-fetched. She actually will also do it. So it was interesting, and I mean, to get the data as well now to see how things are growing. Japan is actually... saying that their robot industry, for especially sex bots, and entertainment industry, nursing industry, and communication industry, is actually going to go from 1 trillion to 9.7 trillion yen in the next 25 years.
Khumi's trying to catch her breath, JP. She just can't believe it.
Like I said, I'm going to try very hard not to pass judgment.
JP, I mean, while I'm still helping her sort of get around these things, you spoke about 3,000 people that have gotten issued with birth marriage certificates. Talk to us about the process then. You know, is it different? Is it any different to a normal marriage when you're marrying another human being versus now you marrying a robot? How does that differ?
Yeah, so there's actually a lot of theories and research behind it. So when we communicate in an environment with fewer cues from facial expression and body language, people have a lot of room to idealize their partner. So with an AI, with artificial intelligence, you can actually program that robot to like what you like, to do what you want, and what your preferences are. And this has a lot of good stuff, for example, and advantages. For example, people in care facilities or with a lot of disabilities who feel that they have a lot of insecurities, they can just get a robot who won't judge them, who will give them the pleasure that they need. And most of the time, it's not even a robot with a body. Most of the time, it's just like, for example, we know Siri. It's most of the time, like, for example, a robot who is just communicating with you, and they want to marry that. Because why? They say most of the people who did this actually do it because of extreme loneliness. And most of them, they actually say excruciating loneliness in the article. And the thing is, it's because people want to belong, they want to be accepted. But humans can be nasty and mean at times, especially in relationships, and not trustworthy. And that's why people went to this alternative. They even say some people like a lot of different sexual partners. And if you do it in a marriage, that will be called cheating, right?
Yep.
So now you have one robot. You can change her hair in the colors that you like in varieties. You can change the skin colors in the varieties you want. So you can actually make the partner as you like. And it's not only men that are doing this. And the first male in China who got married was in 2008, who got married to a robot. But they say in about 2050, it's going to be legal in most states. And it's just, for example, we talk to how many people on Instagram, on all the social media platforms, right?
Mm.
And do you even know that that person on that side is a real person, saying the real age, looking exactly like the photo they send you? Mm. We don't. People create avatars, and there are many, even in Japan, they have many like apps and games where you create avatars, where you actually have a partnership with.
Now, JP.
And with this, yes, it's like you have a virtual friend, a virtual partner.
Yeah.
Yes,
earlier you mentioned something about changing the hair color. You can change the personality, you know, to suit what you want.
Yes.
So can you then say that people who do marry these robots, do they do it out of a sense of control? Because you can choose what you want and what you don't want. Whereas with an actual human being, you can't. You just have to deal with what you get. So from a psychological point of view, would you then say it's more about control?
It can definitely be. So I don't want to stereotype or generalize it. But definitely there's a guy, Zing Jai Jai. He actually... married the lady called Yingying. That was the first robot.
Yes.
And he's 31 years old. But then also Dave Katz married a real doll. So there are many of these things coming up now. But the one guy, David Levy, so he's the author of the book Love and Sex with Robots. And he says people could stop having a relationship with humans because they prefer cyborgs. And he said in one of his books, Not Tonight, Dear, I have to reboot. But he says that I got the idea that sex with dolls is like sex with prostitutes. You know the prostitute doesn't love you and only care about your wallet. So this is actually, they actually have sex brothels in countries like Japan, Russia. Mm. And why they have this is because it is safer. It's exactly as Kumi said. It actually caters for the need of that person. If they want more control, if they want the 50 Shades of Grey control, they can actually do that and then program it to their algorithm, to what they like and the experiences that they want.
Okay, so obviously you're going to, you know, have sex with these dolls, right? I assume that's part of the deal. But now I have to ask, do they cook? Do they clean? Do they do the laundry? Mm-hmm. Can they fetch their kids from school?
Yep. Some, you know, can.
Normal relationship dynamics, you know. Now when you are married to a robot, what happens to that?
So that's the thing. So you get different robots. So you actually get a cleaning robot that literally cleans the house and do the house chores. Then you get a robot that is there for communication, for entertainment, plays music, changes the lights, colors. Yes, and just is a friend in the sense of responding to what you ask or say. And then you also obviously get your sex bot that does all the sexual pleasures that you want in the way that you want it. So it really differs what you like. And yeah, it is like who's going to pay the bonds and stuff. But there's a lot of pros and cons to this as well.
Wow.
JP, I mean, two questions before we close this. One, are we, I mean, there's a greater conversation to have in the sense that has in the future, if we step into the future, The human relation, has it changed? Because, I mean, if you're going to be replacing a human with a robot, there seems to, apart from controlling, there's a disconnect somewhere with human beings, you know. I think the guy you talked about who married the robot in an article spoke about how he felt that he has lost connection and it was disconnected with humans. So one, I mean, as a psychologist, you know, will these dynamics affect the human relation in terms of relationships? One, two, in a context of South Africa and Africa, dare I say Africa as well, you know, do you see it maybe finding success here? Because I mean, clearly we're still very, 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 we're still lagging behind in terms of just for IR and artificial intelligence. You know, I mean, these things can thrive in all these European countries. But in our African context, do you think such a concept will actually see the light of day?
So on point one, definitely it changes a lot of relationships and what we want in relationships. So in Japan, they say they were hit the hardest. There are 1/3 of people under 30 who have never been on a date, and 1/4 of all men there say they're no longer romantically interested in women because of being women wanting more time or harming them or being disloyal or whatever. Or they cannot have that control over them, as we spoke about. So it is quite interesting, and I think the thing is, what is a relationship for you? Is it the physical contact, or do you look at the one cleaning for you? What do you want in a relationship? Just a friend, partner, that you can literally create an avatar online for you. But I do think, especially looking at South Africa, the rise up of rebellion, robots who can still kill us, is still there in the back of our minds. They will technically not be able to love us back, just respond in a way that we want. But at least you can program one and make them listen to you. You know, and you can say whatever you want and they're not going to judge you. But can they cuddle you? Can they help you for mental times? I don't know. But marrying a robot, you won't have to deal with the partner waking up with an unwanted erection, you know, in the morning, and then running late for work because you had sex before work, you know. So you actually, you don't have to deal with your insecurities. So there's a lot of things around it. But they say, they think, they predict in about 2050, it's going to be legal to marry robots. But currently, it's just like a paper marriage where it's not legal currently.
JP, we Khumi is stunned. Let me just add.
Sorry, Khumi.
She's stunned. And I'm hoping that we probably gonna have a part two conversation, maybe perhaps. And I think maybe this conversation, hence I'm saying, it has a whole lot of layers to it. We always talk about macking as a skill. We talk about sex and the quantification of sex. Maybe people have just gotten to a point where they just can't. cannot please a human being. You know, I was listening to an interview that Celeste Ntuli was doing this afternoon on Kai FM, and she was talking about that. Like, you can never ever please a human being.
That is so true.
You can never ever do that. So, and maybe that is why people then are then resorting to something which you can create. You can literally create something that you want. You know, and whether that will work in the not so distant future, and whether the human element and the human relation will work the same, time will tell. But once again, JP, thank you so much. Congratulations on your film, JP, that you're gonna be shooting. I hope you can just add us, even if it's just props at the background, me and Khumi. We don't mind. Even if we're just at the background, even if we're not saying a thing.
Yeah, man.
Just to be on screen, JP. Congratulations, JP.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We'll see what you can do.
All right. You see, speaking our language, JP. Thank you so much for your time.
Awesome, have a great day.
Cheers. Khumi, do you believe it now?
I do, but it's still baffling.
Yeah.
You know that it's baffling, but also a part of me can understand why somebody would
resort to it.
You know? Because like you said, human beings are hard. You can't please them. You
ever. Know,
so if I have the option to custom make a partner, my perfect partner, why not?
Exactly.
And I would like to think that marrying a robot gives you that. You know, you can custom make, like JP mentioned, you can choose the hair, you can choose personality types. You know, what kind of robot do you want? Do you want one where you just have conversations, cleaning, you know, that sort of thing. So you can choose the kind of partner that you want for the rest of your life. Whereas with human beings, hey, you just have to deal with what you get, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we shouldn't be surprised. I mean, it started with our phones, right? We've got phones that can clone themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Technology, you know, everything that's... We've got self-driving cars now with Tesla.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was moving there.
I'm just waiting for the flying cars. You see, once we have flying cars,
we're
know.
Not far.
I know what the future is.
No, we're not. We're not far from it. you know, we're not far. I mean, the guys like Elon Musk are investing in so much money in terms of going to Mars to actually figuring if there's life there. And I mean, if there is, definitely me and you are going to go there. Maybe going to be presidents of that planet.
But not even president. Don't you just give me sort of like landing and make me mayor. I'm good.
You understand? Probably. So this conversation was just to say, guys, the future is here.
Yeah.
The future is here. And every time we were speaking to Retabile from the G-Spot not so long ago about how sex toys and how the sex industry is rapidly growing. Mm-hmm. And this is just an example of it. Whether that is your cup of tea, whether you have reservations, do share it on our social media platforms. Tell us, would you do it? Is it your thing? I know it comes with religious, it comes with social, it comes with a whole lot of dynamics, and people are going to have their own.
And Hansa asked earlier, you know, do these robots clean? Do they do the laundry? You know, because if you look at marriage as a whole, and look at marriage in the African context, they're two completely different experiences.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're a man from Kenya, from Duduza Ekurleni from Nigeria, and now you want to marry a sex robot, how's that going to look? What does that look like?
You see, there's a whole lot. Hence, I said I asked the African context.
Yes.
Because we have a very different, overview of relationships with the world, you know, with the culture.
Especially marriage, you know. Is this robot going to be makoti? Is this robot going to do makoti duties when there's mqimbi?
You know what?
The way
technology is going, and the rapid advancement of it, I won't be surprised.
It's a 3 foot.
Yeah. I mean, we've got pressure cookers now.
I pressure cooker. Ramadlal. So now will this robot?
I mean, it probably might work. It might work online and offline. We don't know. So we don't know.
Do you charge it? How does it work?
It's going to be very interesting.
We have load shedding, y'all. Now load shedding hit. I didn't charge my wife. Meaning there's no wife in the house.
So it's going to be, guys, we asking all these questions. Help us continue the conversation on social media platforms. Let's engage. Let's have this conversation. And hopefully we might just see it land somewhere in Africa, that someone maybe invested in their own robots and maybe gotten married to their own robots. We'll see. Oskumi, where can people be interacting with us on social media platforms?
They can find us on Facebook.
Yes.
Daily Sun. Or we are still on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
At Daily Sun SA.
Yes.
Or they can find us on our new beautiful, beautiful website.
Absolutely.
www.dailysun.co.za.
Okay, /Mcholo. And you can get to see this and many, many, many other episodes. Once again, a big thank you to JP for his amazing insights. And thank you for listening, guys. Once again, it is the not yet. It is autumn. But it's almost winter. You can tell the weather patterns have changed. Some people are gonna. So I was hearing people now putting out cuddling services online.
Applications
and Tony, guys, please make sure if it's going to be more than cuddles, make sure that you are keeping safe and you are wearing those condoms. You're keeping everything strapped. Another thing we need to keep strapped on is the COVID-19 pandemic. We have a new variant, I'm told, which is a sub-variant to the Omicron variant. Guys, please make sure, vaccinate, get yourself booster shots. If that's not your thing, please make sure you're sanitized. I'm told now, I mean, with the new regulations now, you cannot wear your mask in the open. But if you're in closed space, guys, please make sure you're wearing your mask. I'm told even the social distancing has got its own parameters now, but please make sure that you still maintain those social distancing. So hold me.
Yeah, just stay safe, man.
Guys, please, asap lift doch. Please stay safe, stay woke. Once again, a big thank you to everyone for being part and parcel of the show. If you see me, both of us in yellow, but this one in yellow is the ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing. No, look, I'm saying ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing. It's
Mlungisi Mvela. You can't help yourself.
It's Khumi. I'm looking
you
at that.
You can't
the combo.
Help
the
yourself.
Combos. It's the combos, guys. But yeah, this one is Mlungisi Mvela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese crop. Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive.
And she's still Khumi Siyabi and still without a cool outro.
Love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Shop.